I want to ask both of you men in the 2.5-3 minutes we have left before we have to end the program, this simple question. What can church leaders do to lock arms with, influence a faith-friendly administration or a faith-friendly government like we have currently to help stop these things both domestically and around the world? Be very specific. Gary, I'm going to go to you. What can we do as faith leaders in the Church of Jesus Christ to influence our governmental officials, to encourage them further to deal with injustice, not just here, but around the world?
Well, I'm thankful for what's taking place in Washington, but I may go a different direction than you might intend. I think that we've got to get to the point in the church and faith leaders, real faith leaders, men of God, where we lead our congregations to not depend upon government to do it, but depend upon God to do it. And I take that out of Acts chapter 12, when Peter was in prison. And in Acts chapter 12 and verse 5, it says, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. You drop down two verses. It says, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly, and his chains fell off. Government wasn't involved, but what was involved was prayer. And I think that, yeah, I'm thankful for what's going on in Washington, D.C., but until we as the church get back to praying for the persecuted Christians around the world and other things, we're not going to see a whole lot take place. We need to get back to God's principle of prayer, and then we'll be able to watch God work.
Outstanding, Gary. What a great passage and what a great admonition. Sam, let me go to you. In addition to this outstanding admonition, and it is priority one, pray about this, God's people praying. What can church leaders, faith leaders, genuine men of God do? What can the church do to influence our governmental leaders to step up and do something about domestic persecution as well as persecution around the globe?
Well, Dave, one thing easily is that the pulpit and Christians generally should be communicating to those who represent them, asking them to, if they don't know about, to get informed about and to use their positions there in government in order to help effectuate the release and the help of those who are persecuted. There's also an organization of which we are promoting. People can go to the website, SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. It really is an effort to take the combined voices of people across the country and help to raise it and magnify that voice for prayer and for outreach to help those who are being persecuted across the country. People have to know about it in order to do something about it. But prayer is where you start, and then you work out from there.